It's Art Spotlight, and a wonderful program that is coming up this summer. In fact, A Thousand Clowns starts again tonight and goes through the 7th. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. Music from Stephen Sondheim and a text from Larry Gelbart is coming up July 11th through the 14th, and again July 16th through 21st, all at the Red Barn Summer Theater. Joining me is Luke McLaughlin. Hello.
Hello there.
Also, Danielle Ullman.
Hi.
And Aaron Moon.
Greetings.
Good to have you guys here. I'm excited about all the things that are going on. Tell me a little bit about how you started at the Red Barn Summer Theater, because this is a really lovely place off County Road 150 in Frankfurt.
I actually grew up in Frankfurt, so it's a home theater for me. I went there as a kid. Once I was in high school, I started working in the box office and then furthered my studies in theater at Ball State University, and then moved to Chicago for a while, stepped away from it, but I'm really glad to be back in the cornfields of Indiana on the boards at the Barn. It's a really, really cool, magical place. It's a great space.
And how about you?
This is my first summer at Red Barn Theater. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and right now I'm going to go into my junior year at Northern Kentucky University. It's been really good for the past few weeks, almost about a month.
And you, Aaron, how long have you been involved?
This is season 19 or 20 for me at the Barn. I saw my first show there in 79 because my brother was in a production of Shenandoah. And then for the next several years, I tugged on the producer's coat and was like, if you need anybody my age. And then when I got to be 14, he took me aside and gave me the "So You Think You Want to Work Summer Theater" speech. And yeah, I ended up being there 89 to 2000, and then I've been back since 2013.
Red Barn Theater, there's more information at redbarntheater.net, and of course there's a Facebook page, information there. Production of Stephen Sondheim and Larry Gelbart. Tell me a little bit about how you guys rehearse, and like you've directed the first show that happened earlier in the summer. Tell us a little bit about the schedule and performing live.
Sure. So we do three shows every summer, and it's a very fast and furious process. Most shows from inception to opening night, it's about 11 days. So for example, with show two being up right now, we're rehearsing show three during the day. So funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. We rehearse from about 9:30 until 4:30 every day, take a short break, and then we come back in the evening and perform A Thousand Clowns. But we do it all at the Red Barn Summer Theater. We're building the sets, we're painting the sets, we're doing the yard work. We're more than just actors at the Red Barn. We are all part of the artistic process as one big team. It's really cool.
That's Luke McLaughlin, who's talking about Red Barn Theater in Frankfurt. There's more information, of course, at WBAA.org. Danielle Ullman is with us, who's in her first year here. And I was curious, how is it to perform? You know, we see a funny thing happen on the way to the Forum. It's been, you know, a movie. It's been on Broadway, all these sort of things. But, you know, instead of on the little screen these days that we see, we always are looking at phones or tablets or whatnot. How is it to actually have an audience in front of you and be performing live?
It's different. I love performing live. It's one of my favorite things. When I was little, I used to put on little shows for my family in the basement and give them little tickets. I there's no other feeling like having an audience like react to the craft that you are doing and the art that you are making on stage. And it's just, it's a different experience, and it's only something that, like, you can understand if you did it. It's just, it's really exciting, and it makes you feel really good inside.
Aaron Moon has been working for some time at Red Barn Theater, and Aaron, I know that when you wear different hats, because I know you do theater here in town and whatnot, is it difficult to have it come together very quickly in the summer?
For me, no. It is my preferred process. I started there at such a young age. That's kind of what theater is to me. You know, 10, 12 shows start to finish to get a show open. I'm comfortable with that. What drives me nuts is like a 6-8 week rehearsal process.
So how do the auditions work? If someone is interested about things that go on in the summer for maybe next year and that sort of thing, tell us a little bit about the process, about how this summer came about, or if they're interested, maybe we have some budding actors listening or are interested. What should they do?
Sure. So the artistic director at the Red Barn, his name is Michael Taylor, and he, all of his contact information can be found on our website, redbarn.com. You type in Red Barn here in Indiana, and it should be the first thing that comes up. He has an email that you can reach us at, but our phone number is also 765-659-1657. Feel free to give us a call, leave a message at the box office, and we'll make sure to get you in contact with the right person. But yeah, I mean, the process, it's a not-for-profit. So, you know, we have a board that we pitch shows to. We talk a lot about the business of the space. How do we want to move forward artistically? How do we want to improve? Mike is, he is the leading part of that. He chooses the shows, he pitches them to, you know, to all of us, and kind of tells us, like, this is why I'm excited for the shows this season. This is what I think we're going to be able to bring the community, you know, at large. This is why I think that we'll be able to make people laugh, we'll be able to make people cry. If you want to meet a truly, fantastic person who knows a lot about art, please, shoot him an email, give him a call. He's a really great person to work for. And he's a big part of the Red Barn.
What would you say to someone that's maybe not been to live theater or ever been to Red Barn? What would you say to them to encourage them to come out?
There is nothing like experiencing live theater. It is one of my personal favorite things to do. It's not like going to a movie where, like, everything's been edited and everything's been cut and they've done like 20 different takes. It's all literally live. They're doing it right in front of you. You get to experience if they have a little mess up or if there's like a lighting fail, and like you experience it all together. And like, you're literally at the Red Barn, depending on where you're sitting, you're only within like a few feet of the people on stage, and so you're like right up in the action. And it's something that like you can experience in a lot of places.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.